Hello, everybody, and welcome to this presentation of St. Lucie Mets Baseball on the Valley Live app, the new live video broadcast home of minor league baseball. If you aren't watching on the Valley Live app, download for free today. That's a look at Clover Park on a warm and muggy Wednesday morning as the Mets and the Clearwater Threshers get set for Education Day here at Clover Park. Welcome into the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald alongside John DiStefano. It's time to wake and rake. Education Day at Clover Park, the first of two 11-in games this year for the St. Lucie Mets. And, John, a quick turnaround for these two teams who battled last night into the night, and Clearwater came away with a 6-0 victory in the series opener.
Yeah, really quick turnaround. What a frustrating loss for the Mets last night. So many things had to go wrong, and they did for this team. But they have to carry, you know, some momentum over from the last couple of games that they won here at Clover Park. They're going to have to get some hits and connect them. They were just 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position last night, and they still weren't able to manage any runs. So they have to get hits in high leverage situations when the lead or the game hangs in the balance.
Yeah, the Mets got a great pitching performance from Felipe De La Cruz yesterday. 6 innings, only 2 runs, just 1 earned run. But unfortunately, the Mets bounced into a season-high 4 double plays as the offense was unable to match the good starting pitching. So the Mets' mini 2-game winning streak was snapped. Meanwhile, the Threshers improved to 30-20. They are the best team in minor league baseball as far as records are concerned. We'll take a short break here on Valley Live. We'll come back on the pregame show with a look around the Florida State League and a look at today's starting pitching matchup.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French Fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Pre-game show rolls on here on Education Day. We'll have shots of kids in the crowd throughout today's ballgame. It should be a fun one for them here at Clover Park. Let's take a look at the records for these teams and the standings. We'll begin in the Florida State League East Division. Palm Beach still leads the way at 24-16, although they have lost 3 in a row. But Jupiter lost last night, so could not make up any ground. Hammerhead still 2 back. Daytona won yesterday against Lakeland. Daytona now 7 back, and they're the Mets at 10-30, 14 games out of first place. In the West Division, Clearwater continues to have a healthy lead. The 30-10 record, best in minor league baseball. 7 games clear of Fort Myers, 8 up on Bradenton, 9 over Dunedin, Lakeland and Tampa way back. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. We're the only morning game. Tampa at Palm Beach at 6:30. 1-0 Tampa leads that series. Fort Myers at Dunedin at 6:30. Fort Myers leads that series 1-0. Jupiter at Bradenton at 6:30. Bradenton leads that series 1-0. And Lakeland at Daytona at 6:35. Daytona leads that series 1-0. In Mets action, Brooklyn is hosting Winston-Salem at 11 a.m. They have a morning day as well. Brooklyn won yesterday's series opener behind fine pitching from Blade Tidwell. Richmond is at Binghamton at 6:35. Louisville and Syracuse, an 11:05 start. Those two teams played the crazy one yesterday in AAA action, with Louisville winning 12 17-12. Syracuse was down 9-0, ended up tying the game, actually taking the lead, but losing in the end. And New York is at Chicago at 7:40 in Major League action. As for today's starting pitching matchup, it's an intriguing one. You have Candido Cuevas making his St. Lucie Mets debut. He has taken the roster spot of Javier Atencio, who is the Mets' number 23 prospect, but he just had a terrible time here in the early part of the season. He went 0-6 in seven games, had an 11 ERA, so he has been demoted back to the complex. Hopefully he can get right and join St. Lucie later in the year. Candido Cuevas making his St. Lucie Mets debut momentarily. And the starter for Clearwater is Gabriel Cotto, who started this season in High A at Jersey Shore in the Phillies system, but he did not pitch well there, so he was demoted here to Single A. This is his second start since his demotion. In his first start on May 17th, he limited Bradenton to one hit, no runs, and five innings. For Cuevas versus Cotto, your starting pitching matchup for today's ball game.
Yeah, definitely an interesting matchup. Certainly bittersweet. Love to see a pitcher on their debut. But hurts to lose Javier Atencio after he was such an important piece to the Mets at the end of last season, pitching well into the playoffs and pitching very well in the playoffs.
Mets have taken the field, which means it's time for the national anthem. For that, we send it to public address announcer Evan Knight. And with that, we are one step closer to go time here at Clover Park. There you see some of our campers, not camp day yet, Adam, some of our students sitting in the upper levels where they are protected from both rain and sun. We could have some of both today as clouds start to move in. We do expect heavy storms in general later this afternoon, but hopefully these two teams can beat the clock this afternoon. There's a look at Candido Cuevas, the Mets starting pitcher, making his St. Lucie Mets debut, called over from the complex side. He was signed out of the Dominican Republic as an international free agent in 2021. He pitched last year for the Dominican Summer League team, number two, and then got a late season promotion to the FCL Mets. He appeared in 14 games last year between those two teams. Seven starts, a 1-3 record, a 5.09 ERA. The defense behind Cuevas will feature Vincent Perozzo doing the catching. Corner infielders Jacob Reimer at third, Eduardo Salazar at first, as he is late addition, as Yarel Martinez has been scratched. Kevin Villavicencio at short after not playing yesterday. Junior Tillian at second. McIntosh in left. Jet Williams, the spot start in center. Wilfredo Lara in right. As for the lineup that the Mets will be facing off against today, we'll start from the leadoff spot. Brian Rincon is going to lead off and play short like he did yesterday. After that, a lot of changes. Ricardo Rosario, Jordan Byers, Chad Castillo did not play yesterday. Cade Fergus moves up from the 8th spot to the 5th spot. Cole Moore got a pinch hit appearance yesterday. Ryan Leach will make his series debut, as will Fraylin Mignetti. Eric Brito bats 9th. That is not a change from yesterday. That is how the Threshers stack up against the Mets this morning. As you can see, the Mets wearing their orange jersey tops today. Maybe that will bring them some good fortune. They won in those on Sunday. Mets record in the orange jersey. Here's advanced analytics for you. 4-6, including 3-3 at home. While the Mets are just 1-11 in their home whites. Here's a good view of the students in attendance. Looks like everybody's got a bag of chips, maybe a hot dog, and hopefully a water. All right, we're ready for baseball. Cuevas gets the signal from Game Vargas. The umpire first pitch is on the way. It's a fastball for a strike, and we are underway. First pitch, 11:01. It's 87 degrees and mostly cloudy here at Clover Park today. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed. The fastball at 93. And Cuevas is ahead 0-2 on Rincon. Breaking ball, foul back. Rincon yesterday as leadoff hitter got on 4 out of 5 times after striking out in the bottom of the first. O-2 pitch, slider inside for a ball. We do have the ABS system calling every pitch today. So you're either in the strike zone or out of it. No leeway from the umpire. It was Gabe Vargas. 1-2 pitch inside, 92. Breaking ball inside for a full count. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. A fastball at 94, and Cuevas, his debut batter, he strikes him out.
Go ahead and save that ball for Cuevas, getting a leadoff strikeout. And a nice mix of pitches as well. Showed the heater and snapped off a couple of sliders and came back to the old number one to blow him away for the first strikeout of the game.
Ricardo Rosario comes up now, and he takes a ball inside. So Cuevas trying to get that breaking ball established early. The curve dropped into 80. Nice pitch. It's 1-1. You see the Mets have had great success from their starting pitching the last three games. One of the big reasons they are 2-1 and we're close to going 3-0 as this pitch goes to the backstop. Pitchers Ventura, Ramirez, De La Cruz the last 3 days, giving the Mets some length. And yesterday, De La Cruz with a quality start. 6 innings, 1 earned run. This pitch is fought off, so Cuevas trying to piggyback off of those three. Amazing how that works, John. You get good starting pitching, and you're in games. And sometimes you win them.
Baseball's funny like that. Cuevas off to a good start here.
2-2 line drive caught by Villavicencio. Almost felt like a knuckleballer coming at him.
Villavicencio probably won't have an easier line drive to be caught all year. But Cuevas really thrown in the fire against this potent Threshers lineup, though he does have a lot of changes since yesterday. Still a dangerous team, owners of the top spot in most of the major offensive categories in the league.
Jordan Vyers up next. another Thresher who did not play yesterday. Thresher's very deep and talented team. You don't go 30-10 in your first 40 if you're not good top to bottom. As this pitch must have been low. It's three balls and no strikes.
I really appreciate the confidence interim manager J.R. Murphy has in his ball club. Able to make six changes from yesterday and still field a powerful lineup.
3-0 pitch is right in there. Of course, I'm sure some of that might be the quick turnaround from, you know, playing an evening game and then having the 11 a.m. start. Some of those guys at the start of the series keep them fresh by sitting them. This pitch is lined right to Reimer at third. So a strikeout and two line drives on the left side of the infield for the Mets starting pitcher, Cuevas. Cuevas, a 1-2-3 first inning in his season debut. Mets will swing the sticks for the first time today when we come back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, John G. Stefano with you. Understanding we have some audio issues if you're watching on MLB TV or MILB TV. We suggest that you tune into Bally Live, the free Bally Live app, the official minor league home of video broadcasting, where the audio is good. There's the Mets lineup. Wilfredo Lara, Jet Williams, Jacob Reimer, Junior Tillian, Rosso, V. Vicencio, Salazar, Oda, and McIntosh. No Tomas Nito today, his rehab assignment coming to an end yesterday. First pitch from Gabriel Cotto is a ball low. Cotto, tall drink of water, throws this pitch to Lara for a strike. And missed the pregame show. Cotto, big lefty from Puerto Rico, seventh round pick in 2018, started this year in High A, Jersey Shore. Didn't fare too well there. Struggled, sent down to single A. Now he's making his second start. Lara hooks one deep to left, foul. Went off the Budweiser Terrace. Pitches fouled away. Lara got a piece. Lara yesterday batted in the seventh spot, went 1-for-3, a single and a walk. Feels like he's been sitting on those four homers and four doubles for a little while. 2-2 pitch, grounds it deep to third. That is a foul ball. Backhanded by Mignetti, but nowhere to go with it.
Wilfredo trying to break out of that mini slump he's been in. Sporting a new number now. Used to wear 64, but now opting for number 1 after the specialty jersey night. Has stuck with it.
And he pops one into foul territory. This looks playable for the first baseman Moore. He's got it on the run. Mara pops out open the Mets' day offensively. Mets' offense that is scuffling right now. Kind of glossed over that on the weekend when the Mets won the two games, but they won 2-1 and 4-2. The offense was doing just enough. Yesterday, shut out for the third time this year. Interesting, the Mets 10-30 record, but only three times shut out as Chip Williams comes up. And two of those shutouts have been recently. Friday night here against Palm Beach and yesterday. Williams takes a strike and then sweeper for ball one. Jet yesterday got a hit and four tries from the top spot. Checks his swing and fouls it away. One, two, too high. Ball up, and it's a full count. Check swing. Garcia, field umpire said no swing.
Jet continues to show his great plate discipline. Not swinging at those last two high ones.
Another pop-up right side. This one has a chance to reach the seats. It will. No play made by Jeff Monpetit, our maintenance man here. Jeff's going to struggle down the steps to find that. And he didn't get it. Sorry, Jeff. Try again. Cotto's payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Another walk for Jet Williams. Came in the upper echelon in the league in walks.
That's his 26th walk of the season. He is no stranger to long at-bats as well, frequently going deeper and deeper into higher pitch counts. Always a pest at the plate.
He's now 6th in the league in walks. He's down to first with one out. Jake Reimer will come up to the plate. And the first pitch from Cotto, fastball outside. Reimer yesterday 0-3, two strikeouts and a walk. So he's scuffled in recent weeks, had his best series of the year against these threshers at the end of April. 350 in a six-game series. Swings and misses out of fastball. It's 1-1. Reimer battling some wrist soreness. Missed a couple of games over the weekend. But with those two misses and Monday's off day, hopefully good to go as he takes the sweeping pitch for a strike.
Jets already had some interesting leads over there at first. Mets didn't run too much yesterday after a really tough day on the base pass over the weekend. We'll see if they send him even against the lefty here.
Pitch is coming home. It's swung on a miss. There's that sweeper again. Reimer strikes out. Williams stays put at first. Two down and Junior Tilling coming up. Tilling 0-4 yesterday, including a line drive double play. Jets starting and stopping. Pitch is fouled away. We all know that a lot of the stolen base attempts in the league come off how catchers perform, but the Mets take a long look at the delivery from the pitcher and how long it takes him to deliver the ball. Sometimes that will eliminate what a catcher can do. So Jets seen the delivery so far from Cotto a few times, and it doesn't seem like he's slide-stepping. Quick pitching. I think Jet's going to try to swipe one here. Not on this pitch as it's outside. Change up at 79.
And the Mets no stranger to running with two outs. They know the importance of putting a runner in scoring position.
Never off the end of the bat. And also, how many times have you seen over the years when a baseball team is struggling on offense, try to get the run game going, spark the offense that way?
Yeah, even in the times of great analytics, launch angle and exit velocity, small ball still has a major part.
Another throw over to first. That's the second disengagement from Cotto, so Jet can maybe get an extra step now.
You have to think those big early leads were strategy on Jet's part to try and induce a couple of throwovers.
He's running. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base. Late. Jet Williams steals second. Well played by the young Met. As Leach's throw tardy. Picked a good pitch to go on, too.
Yep, you can see the head games at work already. A well-earned steal there by Jet. Probably using those first couple of pickoff throws to his advantage.
It's his 11th stolen base of the year, leads the team. Tillian strikes out swinging, and Williams is stranded at second. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left aboard. We played one out of nine innings tonight. Thinking about yesterday. This morning, Cotto and Cuevas off the good starts.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
Ready to start the second inning here at Clover Park. A lot of noise down below from the kiddies. Sitting just below the broadcast booth under the overhanging roof. Some more shots of them throughout the broadcast. Candido Cuevas, 1-2-3 first inning. There is this pitch outside at 93. To Chad Castillo. Did not play yesterday. It's got a healthy dose to Castillo, though, in the first series between the teams. As he takes a second pitch low. Castillo played in all six games against the Mets. The prior series went 7-for-27 with a double and two homers. Fouls this one away right side. Stop, coach. This game two of a six-game series. Clearwater won the opener 6-0 yesterday, although closer than the final score. It's 2-0 until two outs in the top of the ninth. This ball just out of the reach of Cuevas into right center field. And Castillo aboard with the leadoff single in the second.
Nice job there by Castillo. Was ahead in the count, looking for a strike, and got one. And slapped it back up into center field for a base hit.
Cade Fergus moving up in the order to the fifth spot. That's next. Went 1-for-3 with an infield hit and a walk yesterday. Ooh, and he gets hit on this pitch. A fastball runs in and plunks him somewhere maybe on the hip. And the first two have reached for the threshers. He tried to get out of the way, but nowhere to go. Ooh. And above the hip, maybe just under the rib cage. Ouch.
Yeah, not a comfortable spot to get hit right there in the abdomen. Now, with a couple of base runners on, Cuevas finds himself in a spot here in the second inning. We get a conference from Peroso. Try and settle things down.
That fastball has a lot of life on it, and it's moving. And sometimes, like right there, too much. Reminder, fans, to watch us on Bally Live and join the crowd zone. Chat with us throughout the game. Join the conversation. We'll have a really good trivia question coming up in the third inning. Clearwater Threshers related trivia question. This might be one of our better ones of the year with some great answers as options. Options as answers. I think it could work either way. And here is Cole Moore. Takes the ball outside. Moore pinch hit in the ninth yesterday for Felix Reyes. And he struck out. Fastball away, and it's two balls, no strikes. Disengagement momentarily, but it still counts as one. Clock reset. This pitch misses at 93, must have been low. And it's 3-0 on Moore. Davis's pitch nowhere close. So, struggles here from Cuevas with his command. Hit batter and then a four-pitch walk. And now he's in a heap of trouble. The base is loaded and no outs. Ryan Leach, the catcher, coming up.
Cuevas going to have to find the plate quickly. Just pitched around a batter hitting 205 on the year, so you know his command just not where it needs to be right now.
And time called by Peroso. So that's a disengagement right there. Not that there's a lot of throwing over to bases with the bases juiced. Fastball. This one gets over. That breaks the streak of five in a row missing.
Leach, not really a batter you need to be careful to. Cuevas going to have to get a couple more over the plate.
Breaking ball, well placed, top of the zone, curveball. It's nothing in two. Well, the two catchers on the roster for Clearwater, Jordan Disson and Ryan Leach. The primary catcher was Caleb Ricketts when these two teams first met. He was so good, he got promoted up to Jersey Shore. 0-2, breaking ball, floated right side. That's going to land foul. Well out of the range of Lara. Now, Caleb Ricketts, I know you weren't on Bally Live when the Mets played Clearwater, but it was really impressive to watch him work defensively with the bat. All-around good player, so not surprised that he got pushed up early. And Leach strikes out swinging, a big strikeout for Cuevas here in the second with the bases loaded. Climbs the ladder. Blows it right by Leach for the first out of the inning, the second strikeout in the game.
Really important to get through that bat without a ball being put into play. But still facing a tall task with the bases loaded.
Mignetti the hitter. And he will take curveball low. And Eddie did not play yesterday either. This season against the Mets, he's 3-for-9. He played in half the games over in Clearwater. 1-0 pitch is shot up the middle. That's going to get in for a base hit. One run is in. Fergus is being waved home. The throw is way offline. He scores, and it's 2-0 Threshers on the Mignetti two-run single. Williams, a strong throw, but way off the mark. As you see it just tail away at the end, and Rosa did a nice job to snag it. The Mignetti sends one right back up the middle. Castillo and Fergus are in, and the Threshers have the early lead. Ooh, the strength of that throw was nice by Williams. Just had that tailing action. That thing got the home plate. Might have been interesting. So Brito is up. And he takes the ball. Should note that on that throw home, there was no other advancing on the bases. Did not cost the Mets anything. Moore stopped at second. So looking for silver linings. There's a double play still in line, although Brito's a fast runner at the plate. And he takes the fastball for a strike, and it's 1-1. One breaking ball is popped up on the infield. Junior Tillian calling for it. He puts it away. That retires Brito for the second out of the inning. And no advancing from Moore or Mignetti. And this is shaping up to be a good recovery for Cuevas. Now you see the note. Mets really good when scoring first at home. Unfortunately, that is not going to be the case today. You don't see there, the Mets when the opponent scores first, 1-15 here at Clover Park. It's going to be an uphill climb. Cuevas pumps in a strike to Rincon. Back to the top of the order. Rincon struck out in the first, and maybe a cross-up as Rosso is out to talk to Cuevas for the second time in this inning. These are some things you can expect. Cuevas, just 19 years old, making his team debut, his season debut. There could be some rocky moments. But close to getting out of this inning without too much damage being done. Rosso making sure that everything is squared away. Breaking ball is fouled away. Whoa! A fella at the top wasn't paying attention. And that ball landed in the seat next to him. That scared him out of his shoes. He's up there somewhere. It's like me when a ball comes back here. 0-2. Breaking ball. Called strike three. Ball gets away. Perozzo is just going. Oh, we're going to have a throw now. There he is. Inning over. Good recovery from Cuevas. Bases loaded, no outs. He gives up a two-run single. But that is all. And he is out of trouble, more trouble in the second. 2-0 Threshers, mid-2.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey.
not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
See the live numbers for Cotto in the Florida State League. This is his second game. He's now at six innings, one hit, no runs. He will face Perozzo to start off the bottom of the second on Education Day. First pitch, fastball for a strike at 87. Cotto has been 87 with the fastball, 88. And that sweeping breaking ball that misses inside. With that arm action, it's going to be tough for lefties today for the Mets. 1-1 pitch, knee-high strike at 87. So Cotto not going to beat the Mets with velocity. One, two. Mixing in that fastball and breaking ball. Throwing a lot of strikes. Rosso swings and misses, and that's the third consecutive strikeout for Cotto.
Looks like he's found his groove. Sitting Mets down. But now Villavicencio at the plate. Sitting on a seven-game hitting streak.
Hottest Met going. And swings and misses at the changeup. One pitch up the middle. Cotto snags it. Overhand lob for out number two. So Villavicencio will have to wait a while longer to try to extend the hit streak to eight.
Nice job with the glove there. Cotto fielding his position. Villavicencio probably feels robbed there. That one on its way into center field for a base hit. Cotto able to get in the way. Now two down in the second.
There's Eduardo Salazar, a late addition to the Mets lineup. As Yarel Martinez not good to go. Salazar, two hits yesterday. He and Rylan Thomas had the multi-hit games for the Mets. A couple of singles. Browns went out to short. Scooped up by Rincon. Sidearms to first. Holding the bag at first is Moore. Confirmed. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Gabriel Cotto. We'll go to the third. It's 2-0 Threshers. As you get another look at the good stretch by Moore at first.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big,
And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Yes, you are, and watching on Valley Live. There's a look at the kiddos in the crowd today. And Cuevas pitching for the Mets. Reminder to watch us on Valley Live. Trivia question posted. Oh, I like this trivia question. I came up with it. Quite proud of it. Always try to do a trivia question or two for the visiting team, since they do not get the love on Valley Live here in the Florida State League, unless they go to Clover Park or Leecom Park over in Bradenton. Here is Ricardo Rosario, who lined out the short his first time up. Davis starts with the good breaking ball, called the strike. All right, here's the trivia question on Valley Live. The Clearwater team was renamed from the Phillies to the Threshers in 2004. Rosario pokes one in the right. Lara comes in, makes the catch, one away. Rosario 0 for 2. What moniker was the runner-up to the Threshers' name? So they were the Clearwater Phillies from 85 to 2003. They moved into a new ballpark, which is now known as BayCare Ballpark, in 2004. They got a new name to go along with the move. Called the Threshers. What was the runner-up? Fires, sends it deep right field, backing up at the wall, making the catch is Lara. Well played. He got to a deep spot, felt around for the wall, knew where he was. And Fires just misses a home run. So your options for what would the moniker have been, the runner-up to the Thresher name. Skyway Bridges, Skunk Apes, Beach Dogs, or Florida Man. I know which one I'd want to come and go. This pitch misses for a ball. Skyway Bridges, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's the bridge that connects St. Pete to Clearwater. It's also called the Bridge of Terror.
If you've been on it, you know why.
Yeah. Skyway Bridge connecting Tampa and St. Pete.
Really an impressive piece of architecture, though.
It is.
One of the more famous in all of the state of Florida.
It is. It had a terrible history to start. Just nightmare stuff. You can research that. They expanded it so that boats would not run into it, cause damage. These are the things I research in my free time. It's Skunk Apes, Beach Dogs, and Florida Man. There's a swing and a miss, and that was a beauty inning for Cuevas. Two flyouts, one that was near home run, and then a strikeout. Good bounce back after the two runs scored in the top of the second. He looks good. Look at the Mets' offense answer. It's down two, going to the bottom of the third.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season. So follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Good to see those who made it out on Education Day are enjoying themselves. Probably have a similar type crowd on Camp Day coming up later in the year. As Scott Oda takes a called strike from Gabriel Cota. So Cota versus Oda. Trying to keep it straight there. Unique angle. As this pitch is grounded to first, that's going to just roll foul. Almost hit the bag. Sound like Oda might have broken his bat, and he did. Well, got a bad text, John. Bad text. It's a text thread with the group called TARP Crew.
Uh-oh, and sounds like a weather update coming.
Yeah, they said be on standby, slowly starting to blow up out there. And if you looked at the future radar, it looked like it just explodes right on top of Port St. Lucie later this afternoon. As Oda takes one outside, so it might be one of those weather situations where it's hard to see where it's coming from because it's right on top. We'll monitor the situation, but you do expect rain at some point today. We are hoping very late in the day we would long be done. We will see. 2-2 on Oda, who went 0-for-4 yesterday, hitting the two double plays, including going to end of the game. His reaction to the last one kind of told the story. He holds his swing on appeal. Did not go. See, Cota thought he stole one there. Three, two, and hooked foul pass first. But last night, the game took a while to get done through the ninth inning. We sped along. The ninth inning was by far the longest inning. We played it in a light rain. After the game was over, the tarp was placed on the field, and then it just downpoured. So we finished just in the nick of time. 3-2 pitch, right side. It bounces through. Oda on board with the Mets' first hit. He wins that lengthy battle with Cota.
Yeah, and a well-battled at-bat it was by Oda. Able to check his swing on what was almost a strikeout but didn't go around, and then a well-placed ball in the right field for a single.
And it brings up another lefty. I'll tell you right now, John, I'd be prepared for a bunt if I was at Threshers, and they are. And it's Blaine McIntosh comes to the plate. Mignetti, the third baseman, in on the grass. A big swing from Blaine, and he swings through it for strike one.
Yeah, they've seen already too many times this season speedy Blaine McIntosh lay one down.
He and Rylan Thomas have to be on high alert. Good bunters. Fastball too high. So, yes, the tarp was placed on the field. A wise decision last night. If it wasn't placed on the field, rains overnight in a tough spot for an 11 a.m. game. 1-1 pitch is fought off foul. That will reach the seats. And then if that game had, I think that last night's game was 2 hours and 32 minutes. If it's 2 hours 45 minutes playing in the rain, then if you try to put the tarp on in the rain, it gets too heavy. You might not get it all the way on. As McIntosh takes the ball. So everything really kind of worked out nicely last night, including the fact we started at 6:05 opposed to the 6:10 start. We all kind of poked fun at that and actually worked out favorably.
Well, it certainly did. Like you said, right in the nick of time, just as rain was starting to fall, that last out was reported.
2-2 pitch. Missed. What a great take by McIntosh.
Well, you might even argue that one too close to take, but Blaine right on the money.
You just saw Cota tap his head for the challenge. Now, that doesn't start until Friday. So he would have lost the challenge. Payoff pitch coming to McIntosh. These lefties battling him tough. We're in the third. Oh, a pickoff. Safe. Very close. Oda back in.
What a move there by Cota. Oda realized it late, was able to dive back just in time as he swept his right hand into the bag.
3-2 pitch. He's running. It's inside for ball four. We talked about how it's going to be a tough game for these Mets lefties against the arm action of the lefty Cotto. But the last two batters, Oda McIntosh, get to full counts, and they both get on. That's a good job by them. And that sets the table for the top of the lineup, where you have some righties. We'll have Malvis.
And this was the trouble last night for the Mets. They saw a man on first and second three times, weren't able to complete it into any runs. Again, they were 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. And now with no outs and Wilfredo Lahr at the plate, see if they can convert this obvious scoring situation into a run or two.
What was that?
Yeah, if you're having any trouble hearing us, go ahead and blame the kids down below who are having a whale of a time down there. Really enjoying this education game at full throat.
We got the sign on the video board that say make noise. They didn't need to be told twice.
Nope, not at all. They'll do that regardless.
There's Lara taking a sweeper inside. Ball one.
You gotta love the enthusiasm. You gotta appreciate how excited these kids are to be here. Yeah. And hey, why not? I mean, beautiful day outside. Able to take in a nice ball game at one of the best stadiums around.
1-0 pitch is outside. You can't scream your lungs out in the classroom. Belt it out here. All of a sudden, Cotto, single, a walk. He's falling behind Lahr 2-0. That's threatening, down a couple of runs in the early stages. Ball three. Four. Four-pitch walk, and the Mets have loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the third. And they've set the stage for Jett Williams. Top prospect on the team, one of the top 100 prospects in baseball. And, John, you go back to the first game of the season, Jett homered. He hasn't really had a signature hit since. It's set up for him right now.
Yeah, if there was a time for Jett Williams to show his ability, it would be right here and right now. He's been so good at the plate. He's been so disciplined, drawing walks, able to make his way on. But you'd love to see him swing the bat and get into one and change the score of this game.
We have a mound visit. The pitching coach, Diaz, and we'll go back. Yep, so here we are. Weather might be creeping in on us. We hope it'll stay awake and see it building out towards the ocean, but big spot in this game. Mets yesterday hitting the four double plays, didn't score a run. Bases loaded, no outs here, down two. Chance to get right back into this ball game with a Jett Williams hit. Jett took a walk in the first. That would also lift the Mets here. Cotto can find the strike zone. Jett will take a well-placed fastball or a strike one.
That's a good get-me-over pitch to start the at-bat there by Cotto after walking Lahr on four pitches.
Inside with the fastball, ball and a strike. Oda on third, battled and singled. McIntosh on second, battled and walked. Lahr took the easy four-pitch walk at first. Cotto breathes the first two innings, but in trouble now. The 1-1. Williams will fly it high into left. Ranging back is Rosario. He will give way to the center fielder, Fergus. Oda is going to come in and score, and the Mets are on the board. A sack fly for Jett Williams, and it's now a 2-1 Clearwater lead.
Nice job there by Williams, able to sky it into left field, far enough to drive the run in. The Mets are on the board.
I think Jett just got underneath that one. Not far off from driving it. Good throw by the center fielder Fergus going to second, or third rather. So that holds McIntosh at second as the tying run. I'll just fling that home and let McIntosh advance to third. It's a disciplined play. So now Reimer's up. He too, like Williams, looking for that signature hit. Struck out on a breaking ball in the first inning. 0-1 pitch. And a strike at 77. Breaking ball didn't quite break, but it still works in the end, and it's nothing in two. In the dirt, good block by Leach. Saves a wild pitch, keeps that tying run at second.
And an important block there as well with the speedy McIntosh out there on second. Don't want him advancing to third, able to bring him home as well with a fly ball.
Time called as Cotto steps off. Activity in the Threshers bullpen, I'm told, by cameraman Josh. It's John Henriquez. See the ball flying back and forth over the wall. Out beyond left. 1-2 pitch, ground ball left side, and it's going to squeak through. McIntosh coming in to score as Rosario in left field can't find the ball. Then he does and throws out Lara trying to advance another 90 feet. So the game gets tied up on the single by Reimer, and the mishandle out there by Rosario actually turns out in his favor as Lara tried to get to third and he saw it bobbled around but could not get there in time. It's going to be an RBI single for Reimer to tie the game. Reimer advances to second on the throw. But there are now two outs. And Junior Tillian is up, so aggressive, maybe too aggressive there from Lara trying to go to third base.
Yeah, hard to blame him really though on a misplayed ball in left field. He was out by a lot, but a lot of the times you'll see a runner watch a fielder misplay the ball and take off. There was no hesitation from Lara. It was just ended up being a poor choice for him. But Reimer, good job on a broken bat single. Able to put just enough juice on it to get it through the infield.
And Mignetti almost touched it, and so did Rincon. It's a narrow slice of the infield to get it through, and he did. So back to square one. Tillian can give the Mets their first lead of the series with the hit. As this pitch is outside, and it's 3-0. I also wonder if Fergus, or rather Rosario in left field, I don't think he would have gotten McIntosh at home if that was his intention. It looked like it was to field that ball and throw it home. Lara certainly could have gone to third, no problem then, as Tillian takes a walk. But yeah, that definitely worked out in his favor because I don't think he was going to throw out the speedy McIntosh at home, and he lucked into getting Lara at third. So after the walk, that's the third walk of the inning. Looking down in the Clearwater dugout, looks like Murphy's going to let Cotto stay in. Probably helps that he's facing a lefty and Carozo, who he struck out last inning. This has been a long laboring inning for Gabriel Cotto. He's smooth sailing the first two innings and he gets a big swing and a miss on a breaking ball.
He really needs to help his own cause. He's allowed three walks so far this inning. And that's largely led to the two runs on the board.
Three walks and two hits. On one pitch, Rosa will check his swing.
He's gone to that sweeper a few times, but keeps missing with it. It's not a pitch that's induced any swings and misses so far.
Ball pulled foul off that rolled up tarp. See the ground screw down there. They're ready. Dave Billy. Kyle. 1-2. Another roller off to the right. See our low first camera there with the bag on top of it. We're prepared for the rain as best we can. One, two again. There's the slider, and it gets another strikeout. The inning finally comes to an end for Cotto, but a good inning for the Mets. They get a couple of runs on a single by Reimer, a sack fly by Williams. We're squared at two going to the fourth.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Oh, the prize wheel, a very popular spot, knew it would be on this education day. Mets, good answer. They get a couple of runs there in the bottom of the third, tie the Threshers up. Candido Cuevas did a great job for his first start facing the top-ranked offense in the Florida State League. Gave up a couple of runs, had the bases loaded, no outs. In the second, but survived it, bounced back with a 1-2-3 third inning, and now he's out of the game, and Saul Garcia is in the game, and he throws ball one high to Cade Fergus. Good job by Cuevas. There's a lot to like there. I think the best part was the fact that he did look bothered when he was scuffling, when he gave up a leadoff hit, hit a batter, walked the next batter, and five pitches in a row, a hit batter and a four-pitch walk. And he just shrugged it off. A strikeout, a single, pop-out, strikeout. You got to like that attitude.
Yeah, really nice debut from the young man who's just a month into his 19th year. Just, you know, really calm, collected. Like you said, never saw him look bothered. His body language was good. His energy was excellent. And, you know, really a quality three innings from him.
No, it'll be an unbothered 19-year-old again.
Those were the days, weren't they?
No, they were a long time ago.
Not a care in the world outside of baseball.
Now here's Garcia. The 1-2 pitch is outside. Now Garcia's been just a legend at home here at Clover Park. You can see the overall numbers fair. It doesn't tell you the whole story as he strikes out Fergus looking at the knees. Begin the fourth. At home, man, you're looking at Garcia. 9 innings, 4 hits, no runs, earned or otherwise. No walks, and now 14 strikeouts. He got robbed in his last start at home, that game against Palm Beach last week, where he got 2 innings in before the rain washed out his night. As he delivers this slider for a strike to Cole Moore.
A really unfortunate situation as the rain took over the day, but Garcia back out. The chance to soak up some innings in long relief here.
I'm hoping for no more rain, as we see it now out towards the Atlantic Ocean. It's within view. No drops yet at Clover. 1-1. Here's a crack in the left field by Moore on the move, and making the catch is McIntosh. Two quick outs recorded by Garcia. Now seven straight threshers have been retired since Mignetti's two-run single. And Ryan Leach is up. Struck out swinging his first at-bat. Fastball zipped in at 91. Garcia, he's just 19 from Venezuela. Really like his breaking ball, which is with a lot of confidence as he throws this one outside. He pitched in Clearwater, and it was coming off of a great appearance at Clover Park against Lakeland, and he got roughed up a bit at Bay Care Ballpark, and he had to leave with lower back tightness, but fortunately that was very minor, and he was able to make his next appearance.
Pressure's so good at home this season. Who hasn't been roughed up at that ballpark? That was in the middle of a 12-in-a-row sweep at home.
Bouncing ball out to Tillian. He throws out Leach, and it's a 1-2-3 start in this relief appearance for Saul Garcia. Middle of the fourth, it's 2-2.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better, at Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stlucymets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Saw some of those wide-angle shots that the fans aren't really packed in this morning, now into the afternoon, but those who are here are right underneath us. It feels like it's like we're just in like a playpen. We're always just rattling in our headphones. We can't even take the headsets off between innings. It's too loud. Here we go. With the new pitcher in the mound, John Henriquez, in the bottom of the fourth, getting the Villavicencio at the plate in a 2-2 game. And he fouls off the first pitch curveball. So, Gabriel Cotto pitching right along, but ran into trouble in the third, got through it. Three innings, two hits, two runs, four walks, four strikeouts. He threw 65 pitches. That's quite a lot for three innings of work as this pitch comes inside. So it's a bullpen game now for each team. Fastball, 91, a called strike, 1-2. DeVicencio looking for an 8-game hitting streak. Grounded out on a comebacker in his first at-bat today. And he fists this one out to second. No problem for Brito. There was DeVicencio out. The first out of the fourth. And that will bring up Eduardo Salazar. Round out in the second for Eduardo today, 0-for-1. Slider for a called strike. John Henriquez, 23-year-old, standing 6 foot, 187, appearing in his 12th game this year. He's 5-0. When you win 30 games, somebody's got to have quite a few wins, and he's the one for the Threshers. International free agent signed last year from the Dominican Republic. Gets this fastball by Salazar. Spells his name J-O-N-H. It's still pronounced John. That is not a misprint. One-two pitch. Up high. It's not how you spell your name, right, John?
Nope. You're up for the traditional J-O-H-N. Of course, there's also the ultimate J-H-O-N, which I've seen out there as well.
Is that John or Yon?
No, John as well. Okay. Also seen it pronounced that way. Also, Jonathan, spelled J-H-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Of course, there's John J-O-N. This will be the first time I've seen John J-O-N-H. Salazar draws the walk. It's the fifth walk taken by the Mets this afternoon.
Either way, however you spell it, whatever way you want to use it, still a member of the John Club.
Good, solid name. Scott Oda comes up, started the Mets' two-run rally last inning with the leadoff single. Came around to score on Chet Williams' sack fly. We'll take a fastball away for ball one. Now, one thing that nice third inning did for the Mets, and Oda and McIntosh to follow were a big part of it, was they knocked out that lefty, Cotto, who looked like he was really going to have success driving his pinch count up, getting him out of the game, and now maybe a better matchup. Called strike at 93. 1-2 on Oda. Change up missed. Ooh, change up in there for a strike. ABS had it in the zone, and that will ring up Oda. You can see that one again, the way it was caught by Leach. Maybe the way he was going to catch it, it looked like it might have been a ball, but as we've said a billion times in the broadcast, doesn't matter how it's framed with ABS. Strike's a strike. Fastball in there for a strike. I think that's why ultimately, John, that baseball is going to opt the major league level for the challenge system, because you don't want to take out pitch framing part of the game. As this fastball is a strike. Although one could argue, maybe I'm the only one arguing it, that if you take pitch framing out of the game, it's one less thing on the catcher's plate. Maybe the catcher can focus more on offense, and then you get more offense from the catcher position, which just seems to be, at this point in time, just a bonus. Baseball used to have a ton of offensive catchers, and now it's, you know, JT Realmuto. Maybe, hopefully, one day, Francisco Alvarez. But, yeah, you take the art of pitch framing out of the game with the ABS system calling every pitch, and not sure there's the appetite for that at the major league level. O-2, fastball, strike three on the outside corner. Well-placed pitch by Henriquez. No runs for the Mets, no hits, no errors, one stranded. Four innings in the books on this Wednesday afternoon at Clover Park. Good ball game between the Threshers and the Mets, tied at two.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Looking for a great spot to celebrate your kid's birthday or Little League team? Look no further than Clover Park. Celebrate the special occasion with the Mets. As a part of our Field of Dreams package, your Little League team can take the field with the Mets. The birthday package includes gifts and a visit from our mascot, Clutch. Field of Dreams packages and birthday parties cost an average of $20 or less per person. When visiting Clover Park, ask for me, Josh Sexton, and I'll fill you in on all the details. Let's go, Mets.
Hey, baseball fans, are you in the market for furniture? Well, guess what? It's your lucky day. That's right. Pull that ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Between innings, made the mistake of taking a look behind the press box. Out by the ocean. No bueno. The big storm cell. Being told it might wrap around the ballpark and miss us. Let's hope so. Right now it's, as you can see, sunny. Here at Clover as Sal Garcia gets set to start the fifth. Within a short driving distance. It's raining hard. Maybe the weather gods are with us for the rest of this game. Franklin Yeti, responsible for the two Clearwater runs, a two-run single with one out in the second. Back up for the first time since. Garcia wraps in a strike. It's 1-1. My own cameraman, Josh, at some point we'll get the sky view that he loves to show off so much, but really not much out there that he can show you. As the strike is delivered at the knees, 1-2. Uh-oh, there it is. Yeah, that's what lurks out in the distance to the south and east of the ballpark, out by the ocean. I mean, it's worse beyond that. Bouncing ball out to Tillian again. Throws to first. Closer than you'd like to think. Sling on the way with Mignetti, but he's out.
Very casually played out there at second by Tillian. Didn't charge it. Just stood there and caught it on the bounce. But able to make a good throw.
There's a couple of faster players on the Threshers roster that are not in the game right now. Marion Boyd, Justin Crawford. You don't want to do that against those two. Brito's up. He takes the ball in. Pitches outside. Corner for a strike. You can see the look back by Brito. Excuse me? One check swing. Mets will ask for the appeal. Garcia said no. Ball all the way to the backstop. Ball two. Well, the good news is I don't see anybody down by the grounds crew area. If those guys are sitting down there watching us and listening to us, that's a good sign. They did a great job this morning getting the field ready. I got here at 8:30. They were already out there working on it. As this ball is low for a walk, these guys are going to have a busy week on their hands. And a great job getting this place ready yesterday and today. Hopefully for their sakes, we'd like them to have a nice, easy afternoon here.
Especially off the good work they put in last week. A couple of rainy days, a rain out leading into a doubleheader. So many long hours put in by this groundskeeping crew, but they continue to get the field in great shape for us by game time. They do an excellent job.
Field looks great. This pitch misses for a ball. Drained so well. Very impressed yesterday by all that water early in the day. I was told 3 inches. You could never tell by the time 5 o'clock rolled around. Runner goes, pitches the ball. Perozo's throw to second. The tag, safe. Rito steals second base. That was a really good throw by Perozo. The delivery by Garcia was a tad quicker. Might have been enough.
Yeah, it was just a well-timed steal and a good job to get off and running quickly. We've seen a couple of players stumble on this surface before, but not that time. As Brito able to make his way to third on the pass ball.
Wild pitch. That was right to the backstop, and a couple of times now that has happened. I will say this. With the weather iffy the rest of the way, we're getting to the point where it's nearing an official game. You don't want to say next run might win, but next run could loom large. And with one out and runner on third, tied at 2. Big spot for each team.
And you'll know that both dugouts more than aware of the inning we're in and the situation that will present itself if the rain comes. So every at-bat counts right now. With a man on third, Garcia going to have to make a pitch.
He does right there to even the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes. Infield in for the Mets. 2-2 pitch. Misses low. It's a full count.
Of course, it's easier than said than done. Easy for me to say up here in the booth, I'm not facing Brian Rincon. But Garcia in a tough spot here with a full count.
Rincon's either gotten on base in the series or is struck out. There's no in between. 3-2. Fastball. Missed. So close. Rincon will take the one-out walk. Back-to-back walks issued now by Garcia. In the grand scheme, that not the worst thing that could have happened. I'll be curious to see how Gilbert Gomez, Yuki De La Cruz, the bench coach, wants to deploy the infield defense now. Yuki standing on the top step with his chart. Mets going to back it up. Hope for 2 with Rosario at the plate. And he takes ball 1.
Yeah, I think double play depth is the right strategy. The runner on first opens up that option.
Now the Mets hit into 4 double plays yesterday. It feels like they're almost owed one defensively. Fastball, that gets over for a strike. Rosario, 2 at-bats today, 2 air outs. A line out to short and a fly out to right. 1-1 pitch, ground ball, base hit, right side. That will bring in Brito, and it's a 3-2 game. Throw back to second, gets through. Good backup by Villavicencio. That will hold Rincon at second. So that's the ground ball the Mets were hoping for, but it just went to the vacated right side of the infield.
Yeah, that's a perfect job going the opposite way by Rosario, taking advantage of the man on first, which drew the first baseman to the bag, and an open hole in between first and second. He was able to put that ball right in the middle of that gap.
Bring up Jordan Byers. He's 0 for 2. Nearly homered last time up. One all the way to the wall and right. Lara made the catch. And there's the breaking ball for strike 1. So an unfortunate run for Garcia. That's the first run he's allowed at home this season in 10 and a third innings. Good streak. Not the way he wanted to end with the walk, a stolen base, a wild pitch, and a single. There's a pop fly. shallow left. This is going to be a tough play. Three Mets converging, and it's missed in fair territory. Picked up by Vivincenzio. Throws to third. Safe. Almost a force out. But McIntosh could not make the play on the line. And by the time Vivincenzio picked it up, it was too late to get that force.
It's an unfortunate play there for the Mets. Ended up being too many cooks in the kitchen. It probably should have been the left fielder's ball. And you can't really blame Vivincenzio for, you know, causing that one to drop. He's doing his best, coming all the way over from short, trying to make the play. Reimer out there as well. But there wasn't enough communication between the fielders, and the ball falls to the turf.
So the bases are loaded. It's going to be a single. That's a long run for McIntosh. That is beyond routine. He was really the only one with a legitimate shot at it. So they're loaded up. Everybody advanced to base. This pitch bounces in the dirt. So a big spot here as Clearwater looks for breathing room. Tough breaks here in this inning for Garcia. Got the ground ball, but not hit at anybody. Looked like he had out number two there, albeit it was going to be a tough play. This ball is sawed off foul. Gave a scare to our gentleman in the top row again, who was not paying attention earlier. The ball landed right next to him. This one just sailed over his head.
Even with all the traffic on the base passes, they still only allowed one run to score. So if Garcia able to work his way out of this, with just one run allowed, it would be a win for him.
Well, it's going to be at least two runs as Garcia misfires and hits Castillo. That will bring in Rincon, and it's 4-2 Threshers. And that is now five straight base runners for the Threshers to reach. Five straight batters as Brito walked, Rincon walked, Rosario singled, Byers singled, and now Castillo plunked. That will reload the bases and bring out Dan McKinney for a mound visit. Chance to remind you that we are back to our regularly scheduled time on Bally Live tomorrow at 6:10. Dollar night. If you're in the area, please come out. Enjoy that. The Mets will be wearing their special jerseys for Treasure Coast Hospice Night. Of course, that night was originally slated for May 6th. It was rained out against the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Mets will wear the jerseys tomorrow. Bid on those jerseys live right now at stluciemets.com/auction. The series will continue on Friday at 6:10, Saturday at 6:10, with schools out night. All K-12 students on the Treasure Coast in for free. And then Sunday, our 12:10 normal time slot. We'll finish out this series and this 12-game, 13-day homestand. Burgess up now, and he will send one into shallow center field. That will bloop in for a base hit. One run is in. Byers getting the wave home. He will score. It's a two-run single for Cade Burgess, and that has opened up a 6-2 Clearwater lead. Four runs in the inning.
And that's just the last thing the Mets could afford right now. Ball fisted into center field. No one there to get it. Perfectly placed. Two runs on the board. It's becoming a much tougher task now for the Mets.
Now this top-ranked Threshers offense being given some gifts with the walks and the hit batter. And now three hits in the inning. And it continues for Cole Moore. And another pitch to the backstop, and runners will advance. Burgess up to second, Castillo down to third. Second wild pitch of the inning, and this is coming undone here on Garcia. He's coming into this inning on a 1-2-3 fourth. Infield coming in. And this pitch over for a strike. It's 1-1.
This top of the inning looking weirdly similar to the top of the ninth yesterday, where the Mets were in a two-run ball game, but everything came apart at the seams for them as they allowed Ford across the plate. And that one put that game out of reach.
Yeah, the good news for this game as the Mets still have a lot of time left to come back, but another hit or two and it starts to become 7-8-2. Becomes a lot more difficult. Here's a fly into left. This one more playable than the prior one for McIntosh. Makes the catch in fair territory. Throw coming home. Oh my goodness, what a throw for McIntosh in left. He hoses Castillo at the plate. That was the best throw of the year from the outfield.
What a double play there. Couldn't come at a better time. McIntosh absolutely uncorks one. A frozen rope. And just in the nick of time to get the assist and the double play.
So the bleeding stops at four. That might be the throw of the year for the Mets. We'll go to the home fifth. Halfway there, it's 6-2 Threshers.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
As we come back from break, there you see the replay of the McIntosh throw from left. I mean, from basically riding the line, left field line, all the way to home plate, a perfect strike, no bounce. Throw of the season. That gets Garcia out of trouble. There was a reliever in the bullpen for the Mets, I was told. So Garcia might have been on the verge of being taken out. McIntosh saves him and another run as this pitch goes to the backstop with Lara at the plate. See if that great defensive play can spark something from the Mets offense, which got a couple of runs 2 innings ago. As John Henriquez continues to work. 2-1 pitch, check swing. Lara went, appears to know it. 2-2. And Lara strikes out swinging at the high fastball. Three consecutive strikeouts now for Henriquez. One gone in the bottom of the fifth. We'll bring Jet Williams back up. Jet a walk and a sack fly. So there you see 0-for-0 today. Breaking ball too high. Two balls, no strikes. And he needs the count. Rather makes 2-1. 2-0 pitch, not the one that Williams wanted to swing at. Right down the pipe. 2-2. Williams will use his timeout. Williams lines this into left, and it's speared by Rosario. Tough break by Williams. Seems like we've seen that before on this homestand with Jett. Just a rip shot, but caught by an outfielder.
He's been really unlucky on a couple of barreled balls into left. Just unable to place them any better.
Well, two quick outs for Henriquez here in the bottom of the fifth. He might be coming to the end of his day. There's activity in the Threshers bullpen. As Reimer takes a breaking ball for a strike. Reimer tied this game in the third with a single into left. Hit it 2-2 at the time as he bounces one to short. Cut off by the third baseman, Mignetti, throws in time. And it's a 1-2-3 lockdown inning for Henriquez. Just what you want your pitcher to do after the offense puts up a crooked number. It's now an official game. Clearwater leads by four.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Some of the kids are starting to clear out here. Some have stuck around on Education Day, Clover Park. Zello Garcia trying to shake off a rocky fifth inning. Featured four runs scored across him, but the great catch and throw by McIntosh for the double play, getting him out of further trouble, maybe keeping him in this game. A fly off to the right. That looks like it could reach the seats. Wynn trying to blow it back in play, but nope, just a foul. Clouds continue to darken here over at Clover Park. We're an official game now, which means unless it's a tie game, you won't have to resume it tomorrow. As the strike is delivered to Leach, the only man not to hit last inning, and he struck out and grounded out. One, two, spiked. I want to remind everybody, if you're listening out there on Bally Live, to tune in to the app. And you're already on the app if you're watching Bally Live, but chat with us. It's quiet in the chat right now. Maybe people are working. Ball is fouled back towards the kiddies. Lucky Elephant says hello from Kings Gate in Port Charlotte. I know that place. Two pitches grounded out to DeVincenzo. He'll play it right between his feet, throw to first, and Leach is retired. One gone in the top of the sixth. And Port Charlotte, former home of the Charlotte Stone Crabs, then High A affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays, part of the 42 teams cut from minor league baseball a couple of years back. Ground ball deep to third. I'll go foul off the bat of Mignetti. Charlotte Sports Park, I guess still the home of Rays spring training over in Port Charlotte. But not this year, as it got wrecked by the hurricane. Charlotte had to split its, rather, the Rays had to split their spring training between Tampa Bay, St. Pete, and also Lake Buena Vista, Braves' old site by Disney. 0-1 pitch, grounded out of the range of Garcia, but right to Tillian. We will throw out Mignetti. Two up, two down here in the top of the sixth. And Eric Brito will come up. Nobody on base. Brito has popped out, walked, and scored. On a stolen base for good measure. First pitch, fast strike on the corner, 93. Another fastball painted on the outside corner. Nothing in two. I sense a wind change and I sense a temperature drop. Things that can't experience watching unless you're here. No two pitches outside. Let me continue to monitor. Now they have like the win probability, like the ESPN app and all that. We should do a probability of if we're going to get rain in this game or not. It's 82 degrees on the scoreboard. We started at 86, but I'm going to guess that's going to dip into the 70s before too long. There's a called third strike. Brito caught looking, and what a bounce-back inning for Garcia. His second 1-2-3 inning out of three innings pitched today. Good response. We'll go to the home half of the sixth. Mets trailing by four.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
What do you think Josh is writing there? Oh, he's on his phone. Say hi, Josh. Oh, don't show us. Show him again. There he is. He's got the TV. He's on a one-second delay. One-second delay, so he picked up on that fast. Having fun here at Clover Park on a Wednesday afternoon. Pop-up out of play by Tillian, but will it stay in range for Mignetti? Oh, they couldn't combine on it. Mignetti and the catcher, Leach, both pulled up. Drops right between, so Tillian will get another chance.
Just as we saw in the pop-up earlier that worked against the Mets, this one works in their favor. As a miscommunication between third baseman and catcher gives Tillian new life.
Should mention that Alex Rayo is the new pitcher for the Threshers. There he is, delivering a breaking ball for strike two. So Henriquez, two scoreless hitless innings with the walk and three strikeouts. He stands to get a win. Tillian flies one into left center. Long run. Rosario gets there and puts it away on the warning track. Nice long running catch by Rosario. For the first out of the sixth, Tillian 0-2.
A long out for Tillian as he continues to struggle through a tough season. Still searching for that power he had last year.
It came in spurts last year. 12 home runs, and he had 3 in one game. Hasn't done anything quite like that this year. Still remains the only St. Lucie Met to ever hit 3 homers in a game. Done on the road on a Sunday in Dunedin. A rope! What a catch at first base by Moore! Wow! Almost jumped out of his cleats.
Just climbing the ladder there. Just a fantastic catch. One of a few great defensive plays we've already seen in this game. But that one taking away extra bases from Peroso.
Now DeVincenzo adding in the bottom of the sixth. Just want to say, unfortunately, running out of time to extend his hitting streak. And that's starting to go down quickly in the middle innings here. 7 straight retired. One oh. Strike, and it's 1-1. Ball painted at the knees. 2-2. DeVincenzo will ground out on a comebacker in the second and out to second in the fourth, and he will use his timeout here before the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball for a third strike. Perfectly placed by Rayo. Good debut inning for him. Retires the side in order. We're off to the seventh at Clover Park. Clearwater leads 6-2.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
7-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Grounds crew, wrapping up. Dragging the field like it's brand new. Bobby Dodd and the gang. Chad, one last wipe out at first base. There he goes. Kyle, assistant general manager, down by the tarp. Not a sight we want to see. We've survived at this point. Six innings in the books. No rain as Garcia gives up this smash into center field. Williams started in, now going back, and he recovers to retire leadoff man Rincon. He just came in and then had to start scampering back. He's got great speed, good instincts. That might have been one of the tougher plays he's had in center field this year, and he looked just fine in the end.
Yeah, you always start to worry when you see an outfielder twist around like that, but Williams kept his eye on the ball all the way. Ended up being no trouble at all for him.
He continues to impress out in center. And I think Jet, he just looked up at the flags, which are starting to breeze out his way. Kind of seen it all from the wind today. As it's blowing in, blowing out. It's been still for a good while this afternoon.
Currently on a right-to-left track across the field. Probably played into that ball hit deep into center.
2-0 pitch is a strike to Rosario, who's 1-for-3 with an RBI single. One pitch, and it nitpicks the corner. Garcia's been wearing out that corner for these righties the last inning. It's worked out nicely for him. He's retired five straight since the two-run single hit by Cade Fergus. 2-2, goes right back to that corner, but this time just off the side. Not a bad try. If you don't get the called strike, you're almost forcing the batter to swing at it. Neither that time. 3-2 pitch. Off the glove and into the glove and out to first base. An easy play. We've seen a couple just out of the reach of Garcia. That one into the mitt. An easy inning developing here. Looking for his third 1-2-3 inning out of four as he faces Jordan Byers. 1-4-3 with a single and a run. That coming against Garcia in the fifth. First pitch, strike, same part of the plate, just on repeat. Byers, a high bouncer to second. Nice recovery by Tillian, throws to first and get the out. That could have bounced any which way on him, high, low, middle. It bounced up high. And he was able to snag it. Tried to peel back, no problem. Another 1-2-3 inning from Garcia. He has settled in very nicely into this game. We're at the seventh inning stretch. Threshers up four.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stluciemets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park as we begin the bottom of the seventh. The bottom of the order will bat for the Mets against Alex Rayo. Goldstein starting to go down quickly here. It was a 1-2-3 sixth and seventh inning for the Threshers at the plate. It's been a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth and sixth for the Mets. One, that ball's fouled away by Salazar. He's grounded out and walked today. If you're just tuning in, Clearwater scored a couple of runs in the second. Mets tied the game in the bottom of the third, but then Clearwater broke free in the fifth inning with four runs. Here's a shot into center. Well played by Fergus. He did his advanced scouting. Could have been heading for the gap. Fergus lined it up perfectly. Salazar, hard line out. By the way, Jet Williams, when he lined out for the second out of the fifth, we looked at it between innings, 103 miles an hour off the bat. So another tough one for Jet. He had a 107 line out last week against Palm Beach. Those will eventually drop in for hits. Oda takes a pitch low. He has singled and struck out, scored one of the Mets' two runs. Batting the eighth spot. Rayo delivers one outside. More on Rayo. Big righty, 6'4", 235 from Hope Sound. It's right down the way here on I-95. 15 minutes. Eighth round pick last year. 2-1 pitch. This is low at 93. This is Rayo's ninth game, but only third out of the bullpen. He's 0-3 with a 7 ERA. 14 earned runs, 19 hits, and 18 innings. This ball is pulled into center field for a base hit. Oda's got his second knock of the game. That's the Mets' third overall hit. He's done most of the damage.
The Mets find themselves in the bottom of the seventh, still a little too early to start counting outs, but they know time beginning to tick away on them. They have to put something together sooner than later. And will this be the inning they cut into this lead?
Last time Oda reached on a single, McIntosh followed by drawing a walk. Swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball. Playing the walk in the third and a run. Struck out looking in the fourth. Fastball catches the inside corner and it's nothing in two.
This is the first at-bat McIntosh will face since he made that ridiculous double play from left field, that gorgeous throw. See if he can carry that momentum forward.
Spoils this breaking ball. It's a piece to stay alive. Pitch knocked out of play left side.
It's a good defensive swing there from McIntosh. That one over the plate, 83 mile an hour slider. He was able to stay on top of it.
Rayo's 1-2. Another knock deep down the left side. This one slicing foul. Some good punch, wasn't that far from, I think, home run distance. Rayo the 1-2. Inside call. Third strike by ABS. McIntosh tried to sell it as a ball, but ABS cares not about that. Let's get another look. Well placed by Rayo. Flips the inside corner and is out number two. back to the top and Lara. Fastball up high. Lara today from the leadoff spot, 0 for 3 with a walk and a strikeout. One out. Missed. Short lead for Oda at third, at first rather. Tough spot to try to steal in as Lara flicks one back, foul on a half swing. And down 4 runs, 2 outs in the 7th. The Mets almost have to play station to station at this point. Can't afford to make an out on the bases. 2-1 pitch runs in, and it's 3-1. Fastball fouled back, and we have a full count. Now Oda can take off. Starting to see some lightning out to the north. A small cell has popped up, and there is now rain out to the west. We're being surrounded on all sides now. 3-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball called, third strike. Catcher Leach immediately knew ABS would ring up Lara, and that will do it for the 7th. Nothing doing for the Mets. No runs, a hit. No errors, and one man left on base. Welcome up to the broadcast booth, everybody. We are, surrounded. We got rain coming, I think. Philip, we're going to send you down to start pulling down the low cameras as we go to the 8th inning here. Rain is starting to fall, so Philip, in the rain, off you go. Good luck. All right, trivia question. We posted this earlier on the Bally Live app. Hopefully you answered it. The Clearwater team was renamed from the Phillies to the Threshers in 2004. What moniker was the runner-up to the Threshers' name? Your options were Skyway Bridges, which we discussed, Skunk Apes, that's a fun one, Beach Dogs, or my favorite, Florida Man. Spoiler alert, they were not named Florida Man. That was not the runner-up. Beach Dogs was the runner-up. That's a nifty name for the Threshers. So the Clearwater Threshers went out over Clearwater Beach Dogs in 2004. Now the Threshers, every Friday at home, they call themselves the Beach Dogs, and it's pretty neat. So I like Beach Dogs. I almost wish there were the Beach Dogs.
Yeah, my vote next time definitely for Florida Man, but I really enjoy the Beach Dogs name. It actually reminds me of the minor league basketball team we used to have in West Palm Beach back in the day. Back in the mid-90s, we had the Florida Beach Dogs that played in the West Palm Beach Auditorium. If anybody remembers those locations and that team, only made famous by Manute Bol was actually a member of the Florida Beach Dogs after his playing career. Played 1 year for them. And, they were a fun team to watch. No relation, of course, to the Clearwater Beach Dogs.
I remember when I worked for the Fort Myers Miracle, they were called the Miracle back in the day. They became the Mighty Muscles a few years ago. I think 2020 was going to be their first year as the Mighty Muscles. But, we were always joking around. Maybe the staff didn't like the name Miracle. I was fine with it, but maybe changing it. And Skunk Apes was brought up. My favorite one, though, that Steve Kleiner, who was the president of the Miracle, said that he thought of and he couldn't convince anybody to go with, but changing the name to the Snowbirds. Fort Myers Snowbirds.
It's a good one.
That was
That's a good one.
That was a good one.
I like that a lot.
As you could just see, we'll send it back out to the camera there, the high home camera. The tarp is being rolled onto the field. The team's been waved off the field. It's starting to come down now. It's not too heavy. You could probably play through this if that's the way it's going to stay. But my guess is it's going to become much heavier fairly soon, so a preemptive strike here by the grounds crew and the tarp crew to get this thing on before it becomes impossible to do so. And with the 8th inning upon us and a 6-2 Threshers lead, we are officially in a rain delay. And not sure how long this rain delay is going to last. If it's going to be a rain delay that's going to cut this game short, or if we are going to wait around for a lengthy amount of time. And you can see it's certainly darker to the north than it is at the stadium right now, but that is on the way. So here's where we stand. Threshers lead 6-2 as we just completed the seventh inning, about to start the eighth. Threshers trying to go 8-0 against the Mets this season. It was a 2-2 game through four innings, and the Threshers put up a four spot in the fifth. There was a RBI single by Ricardo Rosario that broke the tie. Chad Castillo was then hit by a pitch with the bases loaded to make it 4-2. Cade Fergus hit a two-run single to make it 6-2. The Mets did settle it down from that point when Blaine McIntosh made that fine catch and a great throw hose to home plate to stop the bleeding, and Saul Garcia's looked good from there, as have the two Clearwater pitchers, Henriquez and Rayo. So what we're going to do now is we're going to send it to the high home shot. We'll keep you updated on St. Lucie Mets on Twitter, at St. Lucie Mets, with any updates we can have. But right now we are officially in a rain delay, with Clearwater leading 6-2 through seven innings.